VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Venezuela's opposition leader Juan Guaido said Thursday that security forces showed up at his wife's Caracas apartment in an effort to intimidate him. Guaido said that agents from a feared police unit arrived at the unit Thursday asking for his wife, Fabiana. He called on all those involved to think of their own families.
A todos los funcionarios.
He said to all the functionaries, think of your families. Think about the code of honor, or what we say in Venezuela, what it means to be a man in Venezuela. Guaido, the president of the opposition-controlled National Assembly, declared himself interim president last week after the assembly said that embattled President Nicolas Maduro's re-election last May was illegitimate. The United States has recognized Guaido as Venezuela's interim leader. U.S. President Donald Trump has expressed optimism on reaching a large trade deal with China. Speaking at the White House, the president said he's confident of reaching what he called a very big deal with Beijing.
It will be by far, if it happens, the biggest deal ever made, not only the biggest trade deal ever made. It will be the biggest trade deal by far, but it'll also be the biggest deal ever made.
The president met with a Chinese delegation led by Vice Premier Liu He at the White House on Thursday. An interpreter read out a letter to Trump from Chinese President Xi Jinping, which said relations are at a critically important stage between the two economic superpowers. Xi said in the letter that he hoped the two countries will continue to act in the spirit of mutual respect. The comments came on the last day of a second round of negotiations aimed at resolving an ongoing trade war between the economic superpowers. This is VOA News. Both President Trump and Nancy Pelosi are digging in on their positions about a southern border wall, leading to more doubts about whether a bipartisan congressional team can reach a compromise and avoid another government shutdown. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
As bipartisan negotiators work on a border security funding plan, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is ruling out any money for the president's border wall, but suggests she'd be open to vehicle barriers.
If the president wants to call that a wall, they can call it a wall.
He's digging in, too.
If they're not going to give money for the wall, it's not going to work. And if it's not going to work, then the politicians are really wasting a lot of time.
Saying Pelosi is playing games. Her hardline move could push the president toward using emergency powers to unilaterally build the wall, though even some Republicans are urging him not to. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Europe has set up a mechanism to keep trading with Iran, despite U.S. sanctions and pressure from its allies. But those sanctions are so all-encompassing that diplomats say only small, mostly humanitarian transactions will get through. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has details.
The EU has set up a workaround that skirts US sanctions and allows some trade with Iran, despite US pressure on its European allies to cease all such business. The move could also help keep alive the flailing joint 2015 nuclear deal. France, Germany and Britain were key negotiators to what was seen as a huge EU foreign policy achievement. They opposed US President Donald Trump's decision to pull out last year. The risks of breaching US sanctions have put European companies off the big deals with Iran they once hoped for. And while Iran has welcomed this latest step, diplomats say it'll bring little relief to its sanctions-hit economy.
Lucy Fielder of Reuters. Officials say as many as 11 people in the United States, and possibly more, have died this week due to record low winter temperatures that have made even quick trips outside dangerous and could cause frostbite within minutes. Rahm Emanuel is the mayor of Chicago.
As I said before, if you don't have to be outside, don't go outside. This is not just bad weather. It's can be considered, or we look at it, as a public health risk.
In Moline, Illinois, the temperature dropped to minus 36 degrees Celsius Thursday, while in Norris Camp, Minnesota, temperatures dropped to minus 44 degrees Celsius Wednesday, making it the coldest location in the United States and one of the coldest spots on Earth at that time. Mail service, as well as planes, trains, and buses, were suspended in the past 2 days in the Midwest in deference to the record-setting weather. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd. VOA News.